Okay, it's Monday morning. Your name is M. L. Pogue. Maurice Leonard. Pogue is fine. You live in Venice. That's Venice, California. You have an office just off the boardwalk. You're a small-time gumshoe. Credit reports, insurance scams, that kind of stuff. Nothing you'd call adventurous. Right now you're on vacation, temporarily. You're unable to take any cases due to illness. You have a dog. He has a depth perception problem. But don't worry about the dog. He can take care of himself. It's you that's got the problem, pal. A problem called Korsakoff's syndrome. Okay, are you ready for this? Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory.
What?
Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory.
Shit.
Now don't get upset. You're bound to feel a little disorientated at first, but really don't panic. You've got a system. As long as you talk into this recorder every night, everything's going to be fine. Okay, here's what happened. 2 months ago, you were injured working on a case. There was an explosion.
Are you my dog?
That's what's causing this amnesia every night. So be careful. There may be complications. Wait, it gets worse. You can't tell anyone about the amnesia. You're the key witness against the guy who set the explosion, and if anyone finds out your memory's gone, the whole case could collapse. The best thing you can do is stay in your apartment. Don't show your face around town, don't talk to strangers, and above all, don't answer the door. I repeat, don't talk to anyone. Just stay in bed. Kill you?
Cornell, the FBI, I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm calling the police as soon as I find the phone.
No, you can't.
Why?
I don't trust them.
Who?
I need you.
I'm not taking any cases. Thank you. I did think you were dead.
Will you kiss me?
All right.
By me again?
I'm being blackmailed.
By who?
I honestly don't know. I got a note telling me to come to L.A. If I didn't, they'd tell Cornell where I was. I'm supposed to phone them in 2 days. Set up a meeting.
Who followed you? Beth?
You can use my real name, Pogue.
Good, yeah. I will.
I don't know. I didn't get a good look at him. He was big.
Big.
By the way, how's Dolby doing?
Dolby? He's great.
Really? I heard he was shot.
Except for that, yeah.
And he was dying.
Yeah. But he looks great now. And he's jogging and playing tennis. It's good.
So he's out of the wheelchair?
No.
But?
But then what? It's a new wheelchair. They just invented it. It's water powered.
Really?
Look, could we not talk about this right now? Because, like, it's really sad for me, okay?
What's that?
It's the police, Mr. Pogue.
It's the police.
Don't tell them I'm here. Don't. I need you, Pogue.
Mr. Pogue?
Yes?
You step outside, Mr. Pogue.
What is it?
Could you turn around, please, Mr. Pogue?
Put your hands behind your back, Mr. Pogue. Let's go. Come on.
Hey, Pogue. What do you think?
What's it gonna be?
The Mona Lisa.
How's it going, Pogue?
It's great.
You want the joke of the day?
Sure.
Why don't blind people skydive?
Why?
It scares the shit out their dogs. This scares the shit out their dog.
That's funny.
This scares the shit out their dog. Yeah.
Mr. Pogue. Mr. Pogue, the red. The red Mr. Pogue.
It's not too much to ask. What'd I do? Thank everyone for their effort here. Thank you. Seeing all your faces here today brings back such Memories. It's hard to know where to begin.
Start with the girls. Jealous Bob?
You old dog, Bob. Hey, Bob, Bob. Well, sure, I can talk about Bob. John and Susan and Mary. Mary and Fred and Ethel and little Ricky and all the others whose friendship means so much to me. But that wouldn't be fair. I'm reminded of a story. A story about guts and blood. Blood and guts and patriotism and love. Let's not forget love. I think we all know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to embarrass them by mentioning their name. But what sacrifice, huh? When they went into the thing with the guy and the, whoop, you know, the flames and the running the back with the thing and the boom, you know, it's like next thing, whoop, they're getting up in the middle of the night, right? Who knew? There's an old joke that goes, why don't blind people skydive? Is it irrelevant? I don't think so. Call me old-fashioned, call me irresistible, call me late for lunch, but I think grabbing the initiative, overcoming handicaps, and yes, even skydiving blind are the true virtues. I'm sure you have your own stories. Raise your hand if you have your own story. Come on, put them up. Yeah, a lot of stories, a lot of hands. Which is to say, I have a rare group of friends. I'm not real good at this.
Come on, get.
Let the man go, Judy.
Judy.
No fair, Dolby, no fair.
11:30.
How's it going, both?
Pretty good. Dolby.
Yeah?
Hey. I ran into a friend of ours this morning.
Who's that?
Sarah Novak. What? Sarah Novak. What?
Come over here. Listen, Pope, I've seen a lot of innocent people killed in my time. Hell, I'm haunted by them constantly. But Sarah is dead, Pope. You're alive. Stop torturing yourself with it. Stop talking to Sarah. Concentrate on putting that bastard Cornell in jail, okay? You nervous about Thursday?
Thursday? Thursday.
Remember, be yourself on cross-examination. Tell it like you know.
Like I know.
Hey!
Right, counselor?
That's right. Nobody's got that close to Cornell before. Not till now. Either wind up dead or bought or in a wheelchair.
But not you, Pogue.
Shit.
Too late to rent a hall.
Favor as a friend.
Sure.
I think my fiance's cheating on me. I know what you're thinking, Rosenheim, you're paranoid, but that's not it.
No.
I want to hire you. I need to hire you.
I'm not taking any cases right
I'm
now.
I'm desperate.
Well, I'm real busy.
Listen, she's making me crazy.
I'm on vacation.
Just find out who she's sleeping with. That's all I ask.
May I borrow the birthday boy for a sec?
Actually, we were talking about that. Yeah.
Come on.
You're supposed to be arrested. Listen,
what are you going to do?
Open your mouth.
I told you I would keep your amnesia confidential because of the trial, but you're going to be running around making an ass of yourself.
I'm not going to venture myself.
Turn your head. You need some stability. You need to settle down. You need to relax. Find a woman, somebody who can help you get through.
Look up.
Because if you keep up this life of high adventure, this amnesia is going to be permanent. Mm. Look down.
The best place for you right now is home, Pogue. Familiar surroundings, people you know.
I'm surrounded by people I know. That's my problem.
Now, who are they? Hey, who are you?
I'm your doctor.
You are?
Anthony Duver. We're friends.
You are? You're my doctor.
We play tennis on Saturday.
Duver. Okay. And the guy you were just talking to?
Rosenheim. Donald Rosenheim, he's the assistant DA. You work together on the force.
Rosenheim, assistant DA. And the guy in the wheelchair?
John Dolby. Yes, he's the DA.
Dolby. DA. Sarah Novak?
I don't think about her, Pope.
Why?
You're feeling guilty.
About what? What?
Listen, you are never going to get over this amnesia until you come to grips with what happened.
Well, what happened? Would you just tell me what happened?
Let's go home. Go to bed.
Don't move. All right, zip up.
Well, thank you.
Formally, have we, Mr. Pope? Philip Cornell.
You've got no thumb, Mr. Cornell.
My dad loved art, Mr. Pope. He loved art so much that when I was kidnapped as a little boy at 8, the kidnappers threatened to kill me unless my father surrendered his Rubens, Descent from the Cross. A surpassing work, by the way. Dad called their bluff. The kidnappers sent my thumb back to him in a box.
What did your dad do with the thumb? Does he still have it?
The kidnappers were captured. The Rubens was undamaged.
But did he freeze the thumb? I mean, they could do... could they stop doing that?
Your testimony on Thursday. I shall be most grateful if you could see your way clear to have a convenient loss of memory. This is a statement explaining you were mistaken. You never saw me at the crime scene. In turn, we could offer you this.
Is that a comma? Can I think about this?
Of course. Till tomorrow morning. Give us time to make other plans.
This is bad. Gotten involved with a Sarah Novak. She's either in trouble and needs your help, or she's dead and in a remarkable state of preservation. Okay, according to the file in your office, Sarah Novak was Philip Cornell's lover. They were apparently inseparable for 5 years, until she left him. Sarah was afraid that Cornell intended to kill her for what she knew about his illegal activities. She decided to testify against him. She hired a private detective to protect herself. Yours truly. The day after the indictment was brought against Cornell, Sarah was killed. A car bomb. You were blown clear. The only witness. All of this leaves you with an interesting dilemma.
That is bizarre.
Dead woman walks into your life, and now we have a date to meet her at a fashion show.
All right. Two questions. One, why isn't she dead? And two, what am I gonna wear tonight?
Well, there's only one way you can get your questions answered, and only one place you can find her.
So what did the police want?
It's my birthday.
I know. Psst. Happy birthday.
Thanks. These are nice.
Put them on. Come here. They seem very you.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Black and white.
Like your anklet?
Yes, like my anklet. Yes. You're a very good detective.
Hmm. How do you tell time?
With difficulty. It's broken.
Why don't you get it fixed?
My grandmother engraved on the back of it, Vivi ogni momento suo massimo.
Ah, yes. Romanian.
No, it's Italian.
I knew that. That was my second choice. So what's it mean?
Live every second to its fullest. I'm doing my part. The clasp.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why aren't you dead?
It wasn't me, it was a double.
Why?
Can we handle this
later?
No,
tell me now. Tell me now.
The FBI, the new coronel was gonna hit me, so they put an agent in just in case. They didn't expect. Boom.
Why would someone want to kill you?
You're on, Beth.
I became Beth Holly of San Francisco. A model.
Yeah, but what do I call you now, Sarah or Beth?
Sarah, someone is threatening to tell Cornell I'm still alive. Unless I give them something.
What? Give them what?
You're on.
What? Give them what?
Valuable coin in the world. He had to have this one too.
That's why he went to the FBI.
I took it from him.
named the coin of royal power due to the symbols of royalty, the lion and the bull. Its estimated value is $7 million.
I was angry. I wanted to hurt him, so I took it. He came after me, so I went to the FBI. I promised to testify about Cornell's business, if they protected me.
And now the blackmailers want the coin? Give it to them.
I don't have it.
Who does?
You do.
Okay, this whole thing is about a $7 million coin that Cornell stole from this museum and you stole from Cornell?
Yes. The morning before the explosion, I gave you something to hide, remember? I didn't tell you what it was. I couldn't. I just asked you to hide it, and you said you had the perfect place for it. Remember? Paul.
Right.
You said one word. Baby.
Baby?
Uh-huh.
Baby.
You wouldn't tell me what it meant.
Baby. Who's following you?
That's him.
Oh.
His name is Hendrix. He's FBI.
Yeah.
Be careful, I need you. This isn't the way out?
I told Novak I'd kill her if she went to the police.
I'm not the police.
That's why I'm going to kill you instead.
Oh. Who did that?
December 18th, 1988. Date like any other.
Oh, was it?
This is the path we took. It was a good path, a red path, a path of many moods. Thank you. We started here, then we went here, here, down here, over here, 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 and ended up here. Many people thought we wouldn't make it. This was one of the people who laughed at us. We called him Steve. Later he died of dysentery. We buried him here. This, I think, is self-explanatory. These dates are important to remember, obviously. They reflect a different time and a different place. Exotic? Yes. And no. Who's to say who's the savage? Not me. Not you. There's an old joke that goes, why don't blind people... But I think it was my illustrious colleague, Dr. Howard from the University of Geneva, who said it best. I think I should let the doctor tell it himself. Shouldn't I? Doctor. Come on up, doctor. Come on up. Where are you going, doctor? Don't be shy. Oh, yes. The doctor's going to lead us on a walking tour of the Neolithic exhibits. Please, everybody. Don't let the doctor get away. He's on a tight schedule. Okay, things have gotten a bit more complicated. Now, Sarah gave you something to hide. You hid it either with someone called Baby or in a place that has something to do with babies. It's a coin. It's about the size of a penny. It's worth $7 million. Maybe Baby is something to do with your past. Maybe when you were a cop. Or maybe not. Maybe it's something more recent, something just before your amnesia. Testimony. Check that out later. You were a private eye. Maybe that's a clue.
Two-way radio and surveillance glasses.
Hello? Hello?
Someone's willing to kill Sarah to get at the coin. She needs your protection. She needs your help. Maybe it's time to do a little legwork.
Was you.
Guess who?
Judy.
Surprise.
What are you doing here?
11:30. On the dot. Ready?
For what?
I hope you don't mind. I borrowed a shirt.
This is not a good idea, Judy.
Oh, that's not what you said last night. Don't I look as good tonight?
That's not the point.
Well, what is the point?
Hey, I think the point is...
Say it.
What?
Say it, Pogue.
What?
Like last night.
Like last night, right. Hey. Let's pretend there was no last night.
Oh, you animal. Baby. Baby.
What did you say? Skip it. What? What?
You know what to do. Then do it. What are you doing?
My name is M.L. Pogue, and you got a problem. Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory.
Shit.
Whatever you do, don't talk to anyone. Just stay in bed.
Hello?
Pogue, it's me, Sarah.
Hi!
Did you get rid of him last night? Was there any problem?
Could you hold on 1 second?
Involved with a Sarah Novak. Afraid that Philip Cornell intended to kill her for what she knew about his operation, Sarah hired you to protect her.
Sarah, are you safe? Does Cornell know where you are?
Pogue, Cornell thinks I'm dead.
All right. 1 second.
Pogue.
But Sarah made a deal with the FBI, and they made it look like she was dead after a failed bomb attack so she could testify against Cornell. But now, an FBI man named Hendricks is blackmailing her, threatening to tell Cornell she's still alive unless she gives him a valuable coin that Cornell stole from the Natural History Museum and Sarah stole from him and gave to you to hide. But you hid it with either someone called Baby or a place that has something to do with babies.
Sarah, can I get back to you?
Pogue, are you all right?
I'm fine. I'll get back to you.
No, I'll meet you on the beach at 6.
Oh, bye-bye. Hello?
I want my money, Mr. Pogue.
Who is this?
Your landlord, and don't tell me you've forgotten again.
How much is it?
800.
All right. I'm sending you a check.
No, I'm coming over this second.
Good, good.
Apologies for the early hour, Mr. Pope. Have you decided to cooperate?
Yeah. Here it is.
Thank you.
Sorry about the lateness.
Don't be sorry, Mr. Pope. The important thing is you signed it.
Yeah, I signed it.
I'm in your debt, Mr. Pope. Remember, anything you need, just let me know.
This door, it seems to stick a little bit. It probably needs a little oil on the hinge.
Oh.
So, just so all know, it's the first of the month?
No, it's the 8th.
Oh, so it's always the 8th?
Today is the 8th. Tomorrow is the 9th.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. Bye.
Yeah, boy. Here's fresh air. I'll be right back.
May I help you? Oh, Maurice.
Oh, go on in.
Oh, what room number is it again?
Naughty. You've been away too long. Number 32. Up the stairs at the end. Problem?
No. Whose room is that?
Mrs. Polk's?
Right.
Some brownies.
Thank you. They look delicious.
Mom?
Oh, son? Oh.
£7.09.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. The nurse said you were the prettiest thing she ever saw. Oh, look, there's her first Christmas. Oh, that pretty tree. That was our prettiest. You remember that house?
Mom?
Oh, you Mom, just love that
baby,
house.
Was there someplace I'd go?
In your diapers.
No, no, no. Some kind of hiding place.
Even as a baby, you had the straightest teeth. Oh, there you are.
Mom? Mm-hmm. Mom, where's the rest of this picture? Oh. Maurice, Paula, and baby? Where's the rest?
Nap time, Shirley. Don't worry about it.
Mom.
Visiting hours are over.
I promised I would never say anything bad about her.
About who, Paula? Yeah.
Come on.
Nostalgic for the old academy?
Hey. good to see you, John. How's the district attorney's office?
Fine. Rosenheim wanted to get in a little target practice.
You mean my good friend Donald, the assistant DA?
That's right.
I'm looking for Paula, John. Do you know where I might find her?
Sure you want to see her? None of my business, but watch out for Willis. He's never forgiven you, slugger. Paul's on lane 8.
Slugger?
Poke. You been seeing any more of Sarah?
Sarah Novak?
Uh-huh.
No.
Good.
But she's coming by tonight.
Poke, sit down. You need to get some help.
I wish I could.
You can't fight this on your own.
Sarah's afraid to bring anyone else in.
Hogue, listen to me. Sarah is gone.
Just till tonight?
No. She's not coming back.
Well, how do you know?
It's a fact of life.
Okay. Okay. Good, John. Thanks a lot.
Now, Pope.
You two gonna fight?
Shut up, Donald.
Just great to see you back together.
We're not together.
I was just visiting Shirley.
Yeah, she's still mad at me?
No, she said to say hi.
I'm trying to shoot here, Pope.
It sounds like fighting. I do hear fighting.
You two should have never got married.
He looks just like his daddy.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Spitting image.
What do you think, Maurice?
I always thought he looked more like me, but yeah.
I see it.
30 seconds.
Oh, can you watch him for a second?
Maurice?
Just take him for a walk or something.
Sarah gave you the coin to hide, and you hid it either with someone called Baby or in a place that has something to do with babies.
Mr.
Jesus.
Don't push your luck, Pog. It was a sucker punch.
Willis.
You stay away from him.
It's not what you think, okay?
Yeah, right.
Just walk away. Just walk away.
Knock it off.
Leave him alone.
Let go of him.
Would you go?
I don't want you near my wife, and I sure as hell don't want you near my son. I'll kill you if I see you near him again.
Pog, I got a clue.
I got a clue about who's sleeping with my fiance.
Oh?
Comes home last night, wearing this. It's man's, not mine. And check out these initials. M.P. Someone with the initials M.P. What do you think? Maybe it's somebody called M.P.
Not necessarily.
I just came by to check the roll call, you know. Let's see. There's Mike and Manuel.
Maurice!
Maddie, Mickey.
Maurice!
1 second!
But last names.
Maurice Pogue!
I'm coming!
Well, your car payments haven't been.
I'm not a suspicious type by nature, you know that. It's just the idea of Judy sleeping with someone else. I could kill, you understand?
I'll check into it.
Will you?
Yeah. All right, you're a buddy, thanks.
Listen, suspenders look great, but I'd lose the teddy bear.
What do you think?
It's great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
So what's it gonna be?
There you.
Thanks. I think.
You look happy. Had a good day?
Nope. Sarah? Have we ever... How serious are we?
I guess that depends. I get serious very quickly. I think you do too.
I do.
Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, but what do you really know about me?
I know enough.
And this something else. I hit a snag with the coin.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's not as simple as I got.
Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me.
There was
kiss
an explosion.
Kiss
me. Memory.
Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me.
Kiss me. What is with this? Kiss me.
Kiss me. This?
Oh, that's where those were. Thank you.
Like it's the first time.
Just 1 second. It's all right. Can you hear this? It'll be Wednesday morning. The woman sleeping next to you, her name is Sarah Novak.
One, two.
I gotta go.
Where are you?
Don't let her down because...
Where are you?
Because I think you're in love with her. My watch is in your hair. I'm sorry.
My bra.
Oh, your bra, yes. I'm real good at this. Woman sleeping next to you. Her name is Sarah Novak. Don't let her down because I think you're in love with her. Good sign. I go to sleep, I wake up, I remember everything from the day before.
I'm not saying it's a bad sign, Pogue, but we can't tell anything from that. Cough.
Why not?
Well, you still can't remember anything from the day before yesterday or the day before that, right? What I'm saying is you need a breakthrough, a memory of something before your amnesia. What's that?
What's what?
Scrambled or poached?
Scrambled.
Scrambled?
What's scrambled?
The eggs.
The eggs.
Well, whoever she is, Pogue, she's exactly what you need. Someone to help you get on with your life.
Gotta go.
Baby. Baby, baby. Baby Ruth. Ruth, baby powder. Baby Gran. Baby face. Baby blue. Cry baby. Sugar baby.
Baby. Fido. Hey, Fido.
Hey, Spa. Hey, Spa. Spa.
Rusty.
Pete. Hey, Pete. Baby.
Baby.
Hi, boy. Hi, baby. Hi. Yeah. Have you got something?
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
So what time is he supposed to call?
2. I may have to meet him alone.
All right.
Ouch.
What are you doing?
What is this?
What are you doing down there?
What is this?
That's a two-way surveillance glasses and radio. Wear them when he phones.
Oh, okay. Over there.
All right.
Santa Monica pier in half an hour. No one else, just me. He says if he sees you within a mile, he won't show. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Can we go now?
Let's go.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, you may, you may. The gentleman on court six, I believe he's a friend of mine, but I'm not quite certain.
Well, I'll call down.
Oh, I want to surprise him.
Certainly. Court six, that's Duver. Dr. Anthony Duver. Is he your friend, sir? Dr. Duver?
No. My mistake.
Give me a high five.
Well, smile, Beth. You pulled it off.
She's got a guilty conscience.
Shut up.
What about Pogue?
Looks to me like you've been doing a few little favors for him on your own.
Stop it.
You're a character, Beth. Well, let's see it. Let me see the coin. Come on.
Doing. He saw through our little charade.
So you go back, you get the tape before he wakes up, and we'll begin again from the beginning.
No.
I beg your pardon.
It's over. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not.
May I remind you, this little item is worth $7 million. $7 million.
Are you telling me you're going to turn your back on that?
I don't think so.
Watch me.
Yet now.
Like what?
Bo, you want the joke of the day? How you find a blind man in the nudist colony?
How?
It ain't hard. It ain't hard. You ain't in much of a laughing mood today, Poe. Neither were your friends.
What friends?
The guys in your apartment.
Hey, Poe. Hey, where you been all day?
Out.
Yeah, well, I've been calling. Somebody kept hanging up. Come here, come back, another clue. Come here. Nobody at the LAPD has the initials MP.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Check this out.
I caught Judy tearing up a letter, okay? I got this out just before she flushed it down the toilet. Check it out.
You look at the numbers. 119, what's the number there? 5, maybe a 3? Huh? Could be a license plate, maybe a phone number.
Phone number?
Maybe an address.
Oh,
I'll look into it.
Okay. Well, we got to go over your Cornell testimony.
How about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? That's good. The testimony's tomorrow at 2, so, you know.
Well, that tomorrow night would be bad. That makes sense, but that wouldn't be.
That wouldn't help.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're coming through. There you are. You all right?
There you go.
Hogue, testimony. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
The judge Block's upset because we missed the last court date. He said if you're on the stand tomorrow, he's throwing out the whole case.
I'll be there.
What do you think of the tie now?
Have you thought about a clip-on or...
That's enough.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Where's the coin, Maurice?
See that? You gotta watch out when he starts calling you by your first name. I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's some guys in there with guns.
Open it.
I really wouldn't advise it. Yes?
Seen a pickup truck speeding by here?
No.
Just out for a walk?
Oh, I hate the iron. When do they empty the meters?
Tomorrow. Why?
I just saw some kids messing around with them. What time?
3:30.
But don't worry, sir.
We'll be here all night.
Great.
He paid me to scare Paul.
Shut up.
To shoot up his apartment. Make him turn over the coin.
What coin?
Royal something. Supposed to be worth a lot.
How do you know Mr. Pogue has this coin?
Well, when they brought Pogue into the hospital, he was babbling on about the coin being with Baby.
You shut up.
Baby? What's Baby mean?
I don't know.
Anything else you can tell us?
No. Except I think I deserve something. I mean, for my trouble.
Oh, yes. You most certainly do. Not on the rug.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I'm not Sarah Novak. I'm really Beth Holly, a washed-up actress trying to become a model. I looked like Sarah. That's why Dover hired me.
Okay, it's Thursday morning. Your name is M.L. Pogue. You're a private investigator.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it. I don't know, keep quiet.
You're a tough guy. A dangerous customer. Women, they flock to you. You use them and drop them like yesterday's laundry. Or they use you. Okay. Your name is M.L. Pogue, and you got a problem. Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory. Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory.
Into the Valley of Death, roar the 600! Aardvark! Aardvark, an animal resembling the anteater found in parts of Africa.
Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory. Whenever you go to sleep, you lose your memory. You can't go to sleep, you lose your memory. Push this button.
Good morning, Mr. Poe.
Good morning.
I'm disappointed with you. $800 for a bribe. I thought I meant more to you than that. Now I hear you've been holding out on me.
Hi.
The coin of royal power. We know you have it.
Are you sure you got the right person here? Hey, where are we going? What happened to your thumb?
Anything?
He's good.
If you don't tell me where that coin is, I will have to kill you. But first, I will kill her.
Oh.
I have a court date to keep. You have 2 hours to sweat it out, as it were.
Papoga, I'm so sorry. I was wrong. When Duver came to me, I had no money, nothing. But I didn't mean to get you into this. Can you forgive me?
Sure. Who are you?
All rise and face the flag. The honor.
What is going on, Mr. Rosenheim?
Bit of snag, Your Honor. Our witness is missing.
All right, both of you up here.
Okay, let me get this straight. I'm a detective with amnesia caused by an explosion set by Cornell. The guy who I'm supposed to be testifying against in a court of law on a murder charge. You are an actress who pretended to be a victim killed in the explosion in order to get a valuable coin that she gave to me before my amnesia and I hid in my dog's collar. But now you say you're sorry and you want to help me get to court and find the coin.
Yes.
Okay.
If we could just have another day to locate our witness, sir, I'm sure it's...
You've got till 3 o'clock, Mr. Rosenheim.
Listen, you're a detective. You've been in tough spots like this before.
Okay, okay. I can't remember.
But listen, that doesn't matter. You are who you are. Think. Give me this.
Hey.
No, careful.
Let's go. Here, okay. Take this. Okay. I'll get over there. You get the guy in here, okay? And then, boom! And then, bam, bam, bam.
You just sit right back down there and get comfortable. That's right.
No idea.
Bog.
What?
You're a baseball pitcher.
What?
You are, I'm telling you. That's about the distance to home plate. Hit it with a pitch.
No, I thought you said I was a detective.
Yes, you're in a baseball league at night.
How long ago?
A few years. I mean, last year, I think you pitched 3 no-hitters, struck out 25 batters.
Left hand or right hand?
Right. You think I'm making this up?
Maybe. How many batters?
20. 10 in one game.
You said 25 a second ago.
See.
You said 20. You said 25 batters. I heard you. You said 25 batters.
What is this, sports quiz?
Yes.
I'm telling you, you're a champion. Let's go.
All right, I'll do it one time.
Let's go.
Okay. All right, one time.
Right now. Just take it and do it.
That's it. Okay.
Now. What are you doing?
I gotta be a pitcher.
Okay.
See? I suck. I'm horrible.
Listen, you always lean high on your first pitch.
I can't.
Come on, just do another one for me. One more.
Okay.
Just do it again.
For you. I'll do it one more time. And then that's it. Okay.
You're a champion.
Okay.
Now. Forgive me, don't you, Brooke?
That's kind of hard for me to answer.
Beth.
I don't know anything about you.
You know enough. Come on.
First pitch. That was the first pitch. Now, where am I going?
Right and a ride to the courthouse. We're gonna smarten you up.
Okay, all right.
Here, what are these?
Hey, those are nice.
Thanks.
Yes.
You have to memorize your testimony. The only way to get Cornell off our backs is to put him in jail.
Okay. What testimony? What do I say?
Here.
What?
Listen to this.
Okay.
The comb.
Testimony. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It works.
Try it.
Give it to me. Damn it, it's batteries.
The batteries. Do you have batteries?
Glove compartment?
Oh, no. Batteries. The glasses. Put those on.
I don't need glasses.
Don't worry.
I don't need...
Listen, just listen.
I can see fine.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
That's you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah? That's it. It's great.
Paul, where the hell have you been?
Keep the glasses on. I'll go and get batteries. Go.
Listen, Poe, just stay calm, all right? I don't want you to be too detailed in your descriptions. I'd rather let the jury's imagination run wild than have them question specifics. The glasses are a nice touch, by the way. They make you look very, very respectable.
Thank you.
Listen, I got another clue about the LAPD t-shirt. There's one MP in the collar. They haven't made that shirt for 2 years.
No.
Just one question. Let us through.
Let us through. Please. You have to let us through. Do your job there, will you, fella?
Oh, kiss me.
No time for family reunion.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Worry,
all time.
Baby. I still don't have a check.
Come on now.
Did you talk to Sarah Novak today?
No, she's dead.
So happy you could join us, Mr. Cole.
I'm happy too.
Excuse me, I need to...
Just a sec. Nice lady's buying a postcard.
Oh, okay, but I will just...
Patience.
Stand, sir. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name and spell it for the record, please.
Maurice Pogue. P-O-G...
U-E!
U-E.
Pogue, I'd like to begin with a few simple background questions. You're a private investigator, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, and where is your place of business? For the record.
Stole!
Stole!
Excuse me?
No, you stole!
I mean, stole. Stole possible to, turn off the air conditioning here.
Answer the question, Mr. Pogue.
My address. You want my address?
Pio.
Before I give my address, I'd like to state one thing for the record. That's a fabulous pin.
Oh, thank you. It was a gift.
Really? Have you seen this, Joe?
Objection, Your Honor. Non-responsive.
He's such a well-mannered boy.
Pogue, 1195 Speedway.
Mr. Pogue.
1195 Speedway.
Beautiful postcards.
Okay, please, can I have some batteries?
Just one moment. And your change.
Batteries!
Mr. Pogue, is it also true that you used to work as a police officer?
What size?
C.
C. Yes. Amigo.
And that you retired from the police force 2 years ago.
Oui.
All right, Mr. Pogue, I have a few more questions before we move on.
Mr. Rosenheim, do you have a question?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor, I do have a few more questions.
Back stock.
You almost have it. It's in front of you. In front of you. No.
Mr. Pogue, you're a bachelor, isn't that correct?
Yes.
You live alone? Yes? Say that you live a promiscuous lifestyle?
Objection, Your Honor. What's the relevance?
For background, Your Honor. Rather pertinent background.
Well, I'll allow a little leeway.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Again, Mr. Pogue, you say you live a promiscuous lifestyle?
I wouldn't say promiscuous.
Let me rephrase. You are attracted to women, aren't you?
Yes.
And not being married hasn't kept you from being sexually active? Simply yes or no will do, Mr. Pogue.
No.
Thank you. Mr. Pogue,
what is the seventh commandment?
The seventh commandment?
Yes, yes, that one in particular.
The right to bear arms?
A little difficulty with that one, Mr. Pogue. Like some help with this,
Shall I help you out with the seventh commandment?
Thou shalt not commit adultery!
Your Honor! Your Honor! Your Honor!
All right, withdrawn. Withdrawn. Mr. Pogue, where were you on the night of April 7th?
I don't remember.
Come, Mr. Pogue. It was 3 nights ago. Would you have this court believe you don't remember who you were with 3 nights ago?
Yes.
Let me refresh your memory a little bit. I do have some evidence here that suggests that you were with a woman.
Background is fine, Mr. Rosenheim, but let's get back to the crime, please.
Yes.
Mr. Pogue, you've testified that the defendant was responsible for the death of Sarah Novak. Is that correct?
I got it. Your testimony.
Sorry, Pogue, I'm not Sarah Novak.
Oh, my God. Pogue, I tipped over it.
What? Simple question, Mr. Pogue. You testified in the past that Mr. Cornell murdered Sarah Novak. Is that correct?
Yes.
Not to the best of your recollection, and perhaps drawing upon your extensive expertise in this particular area, do you think that Mr. Cornell has ever
bossed his best friend's
fiance? Facts enough, Mr. Rosenheim. Where's this leading?
I'll tell you where it's leading, Your Honor. This fucking grave!
Objection!
Your Honor!
Down the pit, down the court! You're with her!
You're in contempt!
You're with that slut!
Please, Mr. Rosenheim!
You wanna talk
I'm going
about
to hold you in contempt.
Let's talk you about Cynthia!
Leave her out of
this! You!
You'll have more in this room! Damn it! What's going on here?
I'm sorry, Pogue. I'm not Sarah Novak. I should have told you sooner, but I started to like being Sarah, and I started to like being with you. I've lied to you throughout, Pogue, I know. But there's one thing that's not a lie. I love you. I love you. I'm not Sarah, but I love you. I love you. I love you.
Reach his throat!
Order my death!
Son of a
bitch!
Son of a
bitch!
Beth!
Pogue!
The coin! It's in the alley behind my apartment, the last parking meter.
Your memory's back. I'm on my way.
I'm coming! Give me 2 seconds!
With you!
Mr. Pogue, what do you remember of the night of February 8th, the death of Sarah Novak, its aftermath, and the person responsible?
I remember. Everything.
Ma'am, there's some kids breaking into a parking meter.
What? Not on my beat.
Around the corner.
Thank you.
It's kind of a thumbs down for his credibility, isn't it?
Thumbs down! Thumbs down! Stop it! Don't you mean thumbs down!
You will ask that Mr. Cornell receive the maximum sentence, life imprisonment. I want to add one more thing. This successful prosecution could not have happened without the assistance of one very special person.
Oh, thank you. Even as a baby, I always knew that Maurice was a very special person.
Beth! Beth!
Beth! Hey, boy. Good to see ya.
Hello?
Remember me?
Humphrey Bogart?
I can give you a hint.
It's coming back. You know, it's almost there. I'm cured.
How much do you remember, anyway?
Well, let's see. Viva un solo, solo un momento.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, but what did you do with the coin?
Hey, baby. Baby.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me.
that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Thank you.